Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Tallis resident.
Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is knowledge about the history of our great United States is paramount and essential to preserve patriotism in our history. July 4th is a very special day. The teaching of America's history to students is greatly important. This is part one of our July 4th celebration. In order to further American principles and prepare the next generation of thinkers and doers, America's founding and fundamentals must be taught. Our United States focuses on the origins of our American establishment. The Declaration of Independence, adopted by Congress on July 4th, 1776, and chiefly the work of Thomas Jefferson, publicly announced to the world the unanimous decision of the American colonies to declare themselves free and independent states, absolved from any allegiance to Great Britain. Its words are striking. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We celebrate July 4th because we declared our independence. From May 25th to September 17th, 1787, a small group of delegates representing the 13 colonies convened in Philadelphia to establish a government that would secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Their solution was to create a strong government of adequate but limited powers, carefully written in a constitution, including a system of separated powers, executive branch, legislative branch, and judicial branch. The United States Constitution was ratified 1789, providing the rule of law and securing our fundamental rights and human freedoms. To this day, the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution not only serve as liberty and self-government, but as a warning to tyrants everywhere. Taken together, these two documents represent our American heritage. However, there are nefarious left-wing individuals and groups who have an agenda to undercut our Constitution, diminish our liberty, remove historical statues and documents, burn our American flag, disrespect our national anthem by refusing to stand, and violently stop freedom of speech. These anarchists are going after our economy and unity. The OFA, Organization for Action, formed by Barack Obama, is one of those organizations following the Saul Alinsky's principles. This dark anarchist movement is to overthrow the Trump presidency and our United States of America. Thomas Jefferson once said, "The price of liberty is eternal vigilance." Well, folks, we are the greatest nation in history, and we, the people, must protect this great country. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.